I love what Cornelius said to Peter when he got to his house. Thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. We have men in the house of Cornelius thus far. We are all here present. I trust we are here present before God. I trust that God will speak to us through me, but that you will know it is of the Lord and not me. And that whatever God wills, that we will be submissive to. For that is the only way this is going to work tonight. I've never been more scared to preach in my life. It got worse the longer Brother Mark preached. That means the longer he preached, the sooner he's going to quit. I pray God will be with us. I'm going to turn to scripture found in the 2 Corinthians in the first verse, in the first chapter, verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. May be that he's referring to what happened in Ephesus, and that the idolaters were turned against him and sought to slay the Apostle Paul. It sounds to me that this was probably the scariest thing that ever happened to him up to that point, based upon the words that he said. First of all, he said, we had some trouble. We had trouble in Asia. We were pressed out of measure. We were out of our minds. We were above strength. We didn't know. There was nothing we could do in above ourselves. It was beyond us. We even despaired of life. We thought we were going to die in that place. Then he takes that experience and he preaches the gospel with it. He said, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves. What does that mean? Almost sounds like he means that whatever it was, that a verdict came out for them to kill us. I don't think that's what he meant. The word sentence is a legal term, and it literally means an answer. When the court or the judge gives a sentence, that is the answer of the conviction. They've been convicted. What is the court's answer to that conviction? Their answer is this punishment, whatever it may be. Paul is not saying, though, that we had a death sentence. He's saying we had the answer to the death sentence.
Amen.
All right, this was not a sentence to death. It was a sentence of death. It was the answer to death. And that answer, first of all, said it taught us that we should not trust in ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because that's what got us the death sentence in the first place.
Right.
That wasn't the answer. The answer was don't trust in yourself.
Amen.
The answer is you trust in God, which raiseth the dead. That's kind of like Abraham. I and the lad shall return to you again.
Right. Amen.
He trusted in God. That even if God suffered him to slay Isaac, that God would resurrect Isaac.
Yes.
And Isaac and Abraham would come back down that mountain.
Amen.
And go right back home, because this was a child of promise for Abraham to be the father of many nations. Abraham had the answer of death in himself. Not to trust in himself, but in God which raises the dead. That worked out pretty good for Abraham. It worked out good for Paul. Can it work good for us? Yes, it does. Yes, it always does.
Amen.
Because, as he said in the next verse, God delivered us from so great a death. That's not the death that he spoke about in Asia. That was the death in Adam.
Mm-hmm.
That's going back to the fall of man. We fell in Adam, as in Adam,
right.
All die.
Amen.
Right.
Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. There is a deliverance by our Lord Jesus Christ, who tasted death for every man. And in that he did for us on the cross, delivered us from so great a death worse than any death. That was an eternal separation from God. It's more than that, though. What would it be like? What would our life be like right now if he had not delivered us from so great a death? First of all, there's no hope in anything. There is no reason to have faith, because there's nothing to have faith in. Your prayers are not heard. Not like Cornelius. There would not be a man like Cornelius. We wouldn't be out in the world pining away because we're looking for a Savior. We wouldn't care about it. We would be out there among the wicked. That wicked crew.
Yeah.
There would not be a right hand of God. There is no sheep. There is no church. There is no singing, no hymns. There is no real joy in this life. It is a living death. And we wouldn't know about it, because all our minds would be consumed to lust, to sin, to heap, to kill, the maim. And at the same time, we would be living in horror of death itself. Because that's the end. And then a lot of folks would be very, very surprised after death, because they're going to find out there really is life after death. But it's not good. There's a heaven, but nobody but the Lord in it. You, things would get worse. And there you would be in a place of misery and horror and darkness. And then you think you're going to get a reprieve. A day happens. You're called up out of that place. Oh, good. We're getting a break. No, you're just reunited with your old dead body. I don't know what it'll look like. And then you stand before a God that you didn't believe in. And you hear every sin you committed. And then you and every human being that ever lived, plus the devil, plus the devil's angel, plus death itself and hell, are cast into the lake of fire. And it gets worse, and it stays worse, and it never ends. That's your life if he did not deliver us from so great a death. My friends, we owe him an eternity of thanksgiving.
Amen.
We owe him more than the third weekend in August. We owe him everything.
Amen.
We owe him our life. We owe him our devotion. And we ought to stop griping and complaining, and we ought to keep on praising God because he delivered us from so great a death.
Amen.
Man, that's a miserable life. That's guaranteed. And guaranteed never to end. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We're not going to face that. Because he tasted it for every man. Wow. What was it like for him on the cross? Who knew no sin, made to be sin. And that's it. If that verse ended there, that's enough to praise him forever and ever.
Amen.
That's enough to give everything. That's enough to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. He can take away, but look what he's already given.
Amen.
But wait a minute. It don't end there. He delivered us from so great a death. And he doth deliver. That's right now. That's in this life. There's more deliverance than deliver us from depravity. My friend, he's delivered us to the gospel, to the church, to each other.
Amen.
You drop the mic. I'm going to blow this mic. I'm kind of staying away from that. That's all right, though. I get warmed up when I'm talking about stuff like this. He's delivered us, man, in answered prayer. He's delivered us that when we're on Straight Street at Saul of Tarsus, somebody comes in and says, brother. Brother David. Amen. You know what? All us brethren got the same first name, it's brother. And all you sisters, y'all sisters. Hell, amen that too. Brother David. I like us Brother Davids around here. All right. Doth deliver. Even no in prayer is a doth deliver. You know it? You can ask amiss. You can ask for the wrong thing. You can ask for something you don't need. You can ask for something to consume it to your lusts. No, no, no. He loves us. Chastisement is a doth deliver. The correction of God is the correction of love. That rod and staff, they comfort me. His leadership and his chastisement is a comfort. He doth deliver. This meeting is a doth deliver. This whole meeting has been a doth deliver. I mean it, every song, every word we spoke, every time that our heart skipped a beat, every time that I said, wow, that's been my word of choice. Out of amen sermons, I wowed them. Because you guys have been preaching the roof off. As a doth deliver. God's going to deliver us from things that really, really in the long scheme of things, really doesn't matter. Because he delivered us from so great a debt. But we let these things get to us. And we're bothered by them. We go to God. We let our petitions known to him. We ask it in Jesus' name. He's given us his name. You know why? Because we're married to him. We're the bridegroom. He likes us. He loves us. He wants to help us. He's concerned about us. He doesn't just look in heaven and say, isn't that something? He comes down and he blesses us. And he takes care of us. And he leads us along. Sometimes in a way we know not. Sometimes to a place we never imagined. Sometimes to a thing to do that he wants us to do that we never thought we would do. Like preach or whatever. God knows perfectly. God's will is perfect. That's what we seek. That's what he told us to pray. Yes, thy will be done. That's the doth deliver. Sometimes he gives handfuls of purpose. Sometimes he gives extra. And then, when we face death, he doth deliver. The wicked are driven away in their wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death. I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that you sorrow not as others which have no hope. That means you sorrow in hope. All right? And then you let that hope take over and you're not sorrowing anymore. You're hoping and not sorrowing. Scripture says the day of a man's death is preferred above. David's death is preferred above the day of a man's birth. In many ways, death is better than birth. Maybe in every way. Because Jesus can make a dying bed feel soft as downy pillows are. And like a bird, from prison bars afloat, we fly away. It's nothing to him. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth. That's it. That's all it is. To us, it's everything. He's asleep. But I'm going to go wake him up out of sleep. But he's dead. He's asleep. We ask for dying grace. Did Stephen have dying grace? Yes, he did. I see heaven open. He with the face of an angel. I see heaven open. What does it look like? What is it like? What is it like? One thing you need to know, I see the Son of Man standing. That's heaven. Got to be heaven. That's all I need to know. Period. Yep. Okay. I see the Son of Man standing. They stoned him to death. He kept his eyes on the Son of Man standing.
Amen.
And the last thing that he saw in this life was the first thing he saw in the next life.
Amen.
And they thinking, there was even Saul consenting to his death. We've done the Lord's will. You did not. Because Stephen fell asleep. That's what it said. He fell asleep. And he's with the Son of Man right now. That's dying grace. You can see your Savior in that moment. You can. You can. You can. He will reveal himself to you. Why do we start in fear to die? What timorous worms we mortals are. Death is the gate of endless joy. It's the beginning of the best part of your life. And it is the end of the worst part of your life. It is the good wine that he saved for them. Somebody ought to preach about that at the Rich Mountain Association. That sounds like it would work out pretty good if somebody preached on that. The best is yet to come. I like that. Man, somebody preach on that. The best is yet to come. Why is it even better than right now? It's better than today. I think today was about the best day I've ever spent in the kingdom of God. I'm not being over the top with that. I mean it. I've never had a better day than here. I walked further in the kingdom today than I've ever seen. I didn't know those towers were way out there. I just saw those towers back yonder. Wow, there's more. Man, look at all. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, but I'm going to see. It's going to be better. It's going to be better then. Going to be better then. But I've got to die to get there. But it's okay. Because he tasted death for every man. And he delivered us from so great a death. And he doth deliver. And guess what? We trust. Is that what he says? We trust that he will what? Yet deliver. There's a yet deliverance coming, beloved friends. There's a so great a death, gone, canceled, gone forever. There's a doth deliver, but there's a yet deliver. I think that, my beloved friend, that's when he delivers this body out of the grave on that great rising day, on that last day when we are reunited. I just wonder, and I think about these things. I think, you know, I really believe this, that when we leave this world, we are instantly with the Lord Jesus Christ in glory. I don't think there's any tearing, any delay. There's no, your flight got delayed or canceled. You can't lose your ticket. They didn't mix up your name. You don't have to worry about any luggage. None of that. None of that. It's not Southwell anyway. But you are going to fly. I don't know if we're carried up there by him. It doesn't matter as long as I get there. And it's a quick trip. You're here, now you're there. You couldn't get there on your own. But your life is over and your life is not over. You're in the body of this death. Guess what? You just got delivered from it.
Yeah.
You got released. You got a get out of jail. You're out of jail. You're released. You're fine. You're with the Lord. That sounds great. How's a resurrection going to be better than that? I don't know, but I think somehow it is. Either way, I'm with the Lord. But it must be important because he's coming back to get the body. You know why? He's not going to give the world or the devil any part of his people. I want them all, soul, body, and spirit. They're mine. I bought them. I paid for them with my blood. You can't have them. You're going to get the body back. But this time, I'm going to fashion it like my own glorious body. All right, it just got better. All right, you talk me into it. I'll get resurrected. You convinced me. You sent me a convincer. Lord, amen. Let's get started. How about today? Today. Why, you know, why are we waiting? Well, I know what we're waiting for. I wish the born again would hurry up and get born again. Some folks are late to their own regeneration. Let's get on with it. Let's have them all right now. How about en masse, born again, done. Resurrection. Shout. Voice of the archangel. There is. All right. Amen. Amen. All right. Now we're talking. Because he doth deliver. And will be with the Lord. Now, the Apostle Paul, when he's talking to the Philippians, he said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. That means I got a difficult thing here. Having a desire to depart, be with Christ. Which is far better. Far better than what? Fill in the blank. That's not a multiple choice. I mean, if it is, you've got 50 million pages of choices. Whatever you want. It's better than anything. It's better than this. It's, guess what? It's better than the best you've ever felt in your life. But, nevertheless, to remain with you is sufficient. It's needful. So all my 20 days I shall wait till my change come. My change. You mean it's mine? Yeah, it's yours. It's given you.
Amen.
You didn't earn it. You got it as a gift. It's a free gift of grace. But your change is coming. You've got a change coming. That doth deliver is coming. Then, when he's writing to Timothy, he does not have that strait anymore. He says, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to be offered. See, sometimes we get dying grace before we die. Because, my beloved friends, as I like to say, I do not have a death wish. I have a resurrection hope. I want to die because I want to be with the Lord. But if he says, I'll resurrect you anyway, that sounds good too. All right. I'm ready to be off. And the time of my departure is at hand. Henceforth. Aren't you glad he didn't say therefore? If he said therefore, I don't know if we're going to get that. But he said henceforth. There is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, which the righteous judge shall give me, not to me only, but also them that love his apparel. Yeah. And yes, Brother Jeff, there are instructions on that crown. Do not wear it, cast it at his feet. That's all it, two instructions. I think Paul, though, that's not talking about a literal crown. I think he's talking about the crowning moment of all existence. When I am with him, and breathing my life out sweetly there, it cannot get any better. Amen. That is our crown.
Amen.
That's it. But in this life, we see our loved ones die. That is the sting of death. The sting of death is not to the dying. Not to the pound that passed, it's to us that remain. Some of you have felt that sting very acutely. Some of you have suffered what the scriptures call an untimely death. And death has stung you very hard. But it's going to be okay.
Amen.
In the end.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we see death from our angle, from our viewpoint. Now, Elder Cochran took us to the coronation of Christ. Well, you can't do any better than that. He preached the greatest sermon in the world. He's just, you know, you can't, that's the greatest subject, the coronation of Christ. And then he took us to heaven. You can't get any better place than that. But I was already going to preach on this, Brother Jeff, so I didn't steal this from you. A few years ago, around Christmas time, my youngest son, Sam, who had just joined the Army, he was coming home for Christmas. I was looking forward to seeing my boy. Hadn't seen him in a long time. Fell on a day on Christmas Eve. My daughter-in-law, his wife, came in. She says, "Dad, I got some bad news. They won't let Sam come home." I was heartbroken. He says he really wanted to come home and see you, but he can't. He's going to call you right now. He wants to talk to you. The phone rang. Sam, "Dad, I wish I could be there. I love you, Dad. I miss you." I was crying, but I was trying to be strong for him. "It's okay, son. We'll figure it a way. We'll figure it out." He goes, "You know what, Dad? I think I figured it out. I want to see you so bad. I'm going to see you right now." And he comes walking in the door. Y'all ever see those soldier reunions? Those are so... those are real. I had mine. I dropped the phone. I ran to him. I put my arms around him. "You're home. My boy's home." That's how it is in glory.
Amen.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. If the angels rejoice when one sinner repents, how much they rejoice when they come home. They walk in. Another one's home. Welcome home. Welcome to this blissful abode, where glory, honor, reigns. You're with your Lord. It's all right now. No more trouble. All is well. All is forever well. Home, home, my friends. That's where we're going. This isn't it. But we've got one. And when we come home, when we cross that river, I don't know what the circumstances are like. I don't know what to tell you to expect. But I can tell you what to expect afterwards. You're going to be with the Lord forever, and you are home, and you will be with Him, and it's all right, and it's never going to be bad anymore. I am not fond of my prison and my clay. When we sing that song, I say, no. Don't you put that on me now. I long to be released.
Amen.
And I long to be free from this sinful clay. And I long to be home with my Lord. And I can say that right now. That is a doth delivering right there. "You've done it again, Lord. You delivered me again." How many times have you delivered me and I didn't know it? A lot. How many times are you going to deliver me when I didn't even ask? A lot. But I know you delivered me from so great a death. You have delivered me to the greatest people on earth, the primitive Baptists. I ain't mean that, y'all. I'm not bragging on you. I'm bragging on the Lord. He built a really fine church, don't you think? I think he knew what he was doing. What a church it is. Matter of fact, I ain't going to change a thing about it. And I'm just going to enjoy what he furnished in here, because this is what I need. This is all that I need. This will suffice. And I'm satisfied. I'm not just content with the church. I'm satisfied with it. I'm not satisfied with me. But I'm satisfied in Christ. But I know, because he delivered me from so great a death, and because he doth deliver, yet deliver, I will wake in his likeness. And then I will be satisfied. Amen. May all glory and honor be unto our Lord Jesus Christ. And may we devote our life to him who devoted his life for us. God bless you.
Amen.